out, through, to, Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 7, Lesson 6, by Mark DeVoogd, for out of him and through him, and to him is all. Romans 11:36. Out. All is out of God. This simple yet profound statement of Romans 11:36, that is further enhanced when 2 Corinthians 5:18 is taken into consideration, is perhaps the most comprehensive verse in God's Word. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. He possesses all wisdom, all knowledge, and all sovereignty, and hence all is of God. All thus means everything, no matter what. This should seem simple and profound to one who actually believes God's word. But in the eyes of the religious system, all cannot really mean all, for all doesn't leave any wiggle room for humanity's supposed free will, the imaginary fall of Satan, and the fictitious eternal conscious torment of the unbeliever. All means the entire physical creation, all of the thoughts of every being in God's universe, all secondary creative forces in his universe, and anything else our feeble minds could think of. Does anyone, after thinking about it long and hard, really believe that we exist in a universe that is running its course in randomness and chance, and that God simply is hanging on and hoping for the best? If that is the case, then he is not much of a God, and certainly not one to warrant praise and worship. If this is the reality, then none of his promises are sure, and we of all people would be most miserable. Thanks be to God that this is not the case, for all is out of him, through. All is out of God, but all is through him as well. So what exactly does that mean? The actual understanding of this is not hard for those who actually believe the record that God has given us. The issue is that most don't believe this because it infringes on their doctrine of free will. Most people cannot give up their imagined autonomy. People who believe in free will bring down God from his lofty position, while at the same time elevating mankind. The product of this is to make mankind think that they are in control and able to run their own lives. This type of thinking is blatantly self-centered and self-serving. Imagine if there were actually 8 billion plus little deities running about doing their own thing. If one would sit and think about the ramifications of such an idea, a person could quite easily conclude that supposed free will is not only contrary to scripture, but is totally illogical. Therefore, if human free will is a vain concept, then all of the deciding that goes on is done by the only one who truly has free will and knows what he is doing, and that is none other than God our Father. So then we come to the question, what does it mean when Scripture says that all is through him? The deist believes that God started it all, but is now sitting back and taking a hands-off approach, and is observing how humanity handles everything, waiting to see how it will all turn out. This is just another fanciful way of believing that creation has free will. Yet this is not the truth. All is working through him in order for God's master plan, Logos, to reach fruition, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46:10. To God has a glorious plan, and that plan came out of him, not ex nihilo, or out of nothing, as many seem to think. All came out of him, all is through him, and all is going back to him or for him. Think of it in terms of a manufacturing plant that takes raw materials to process a finished product. That is what God is doing. He produces the raw materials, all is out of him. Then he takes it through the refining process, all is through him. And then the finished product will return back to him, all is to him. God has never taken a hands-off approach with his universe, for he is fully invested in the entire process and intends to see it through to an utter and glorious ending, all of which is not really an ending, but a new beginning. What is clear is that God's plan is the prelude to something so big and so wonderful that at the present, our feeble minds cannot completely comprehend it. One day we will know and fully participate in God's vast plan. We will then know the rest of the story. Lo, new am I making all. Revelation 21, verse 5.